This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A divided Colorado Supreme Court in the United States is removing former President Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot, saying in a historic ruling that he is ineligible to be president after his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The ruling marks the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. One of his opponents for the Republican nomination, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was also a federal prosecutor, disagrees with the state court move.
I do not believe Donald Trump should be prevented from being president of the United States by any court. I think he should be prevented from being president of the United States by the voters of this country.
Trump's campaign spokesman called it a flawed decision and said they will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The European Union reached agreement early Wednesday on new rules designed to share out the cost and work of hosting migrants more evenly. Here's European Commission Vice President Margarita Sinas.
Moria, Calais, Lampedusa are everything that we do not like. It's everything that testifies to the lack of Europe, the cost of non-Europe. And the proposals we have tabled and are being approved today recognize that every member state has issues that need to be addressed on a comprehensive, holistic European migration policy.
Representatives of the European Parliament and of EU governments worked all night to come up with the new set of laws. This is VOA News. Hamas says its top leader, Ismail Haniyeh, has arrived in Cairo for talks on the war in Gaza. Here's Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Egypt, along with Qatar, where Haniyeh is believed to be based, have both played a key role as mediators between the militant group and Israel since the war that began with Hamas's October 7 incursion into Israel. Hamas says Haniyeh would discuss the war with Egyptian officials after having arrived in Cairo, but did not provide details. Negotiations are underway on another ceasefire and the release of more hostages held by the militant group, but the two sides are believed to be far from an agreement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kuwait's new emir, Sheikh Meshal Alamad Al-Sabah, forcefully castigated lawmakers and executive authorities on Wednesday for what he said was harm to the interests of the country and the people. It's his first remarks after he was formally sworn in. He swore the constitutional oath in the National Assembly on Wednesday and spoke to parliamentarians in the National Assembly. He objected to pardoning of several convicts, opposition figures, and the damaging, he said, of Kuwaiti identity. With the war in Ukraine nearly 2 years old, mental health now represents a growing challenge for Kyiv's armed forces. Hundreds of psychotherapists and psychiatrists are supporting veterans who are coming in with suffering from signs of stress and combat fatigue and other issues related to being in the war. We get more now from Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino.
Now in a makeshift classroom in the east of the country, psychotherapist Ol Hukovsky is running sessions for combat veterans on how to cope with the stress of war, especially during extended periods at the front.
45 days, it's a critical period when soldier can stay and, have a chance to stay mental healthy. So after 45s, almost everyone will be broken in a way. And we have situation when they can be very long time, much longer. And they are getting a lot of concussions, a lot of combat fatigue is very prevalent, I would say.
Many of those fighting joined as volunteers with limited preparation.
That is Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.